leading goal scorer in the NHL, and you've had a lot of things beside your name, but never that one late in the season. How's it being a goal scorer?
it's fun scoring goals, obviously. But at the end of the day, we're just trying to contribute and win games. And, you know, my job is to produce offense and any way I can. And, you know, for the most part, it's always been making plays and assisting on plays. But this year, I've been scoring a little bit more, which is always nice.
I know it sounds odd. You're in year number eight already. And it just, how much was last year, now that you're in the regular season, you guys went to the conference final. You had some success that closer to what you wanted. Are you hungry or are you more relaxed in a way?
That's a good question. I mean, obviously, you know, when you get close, it's, you know, you get really, really hungry for it. You know, I think we all are pushing for the same goal, and, you know, obviously that's to win. And at the same time, I think we understand that, you know, they're not handing out anything in the next little while. And, you know, we're trying to build our game and put our game where it needs to be and get it to where it needs to be. And that being said, you need to win these games, otherwise you don't get very far. So everything kind of plays into it, but at the same time, you know, maybe trusting the process a little bit more and you know, enjoying kind of building our game. It hasn't been as pretty as we would like. It's been a bit of a grind, but I think we're finally starting to get to a point where we're seeing a little bit more of our game from last year.
You know, you've been a hockey savant a lot of the time, but what about outside of hockey? What does Connor McDavid like to do for fun?
You know what? I don't. You know, in season, there's not a ton of time. There's not a lot of time, and you know, for me, just anytime I get to be home and kind of relaxing, and you know, love spending time with my dog, taking him out for a walk, or catching up with family and stuff like that. So just anytime being home and being able to relax and kind of get away from the game is always something that I love.
Now, we know a lot about your hockey accolades. You're talking to a guy who was grade 7, 8, and 9, Leduc County 400-meter champion. So what did you win in that wasn't hockey?
When I was really young, kind of in elementary school, like grades, I guess, 4, 5, and 6, I was a long-distance runner. I did really well in cross-country, kind of win areas every year. Areas is like the, you know, your smaller region, and then you get to go to the big regionals, and you would usually do pretty well in the regionals too. You know, so I guess long distance runner.
If you had to run today,
yeah,
and you got to pick one distance, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, now I like the short distances. I mean, we run 400s every now and then in the off season, and I think 400 meters is the worst possible distance. You know, it's not right in between a jog and a sprint, and it's a minute long, and by the end of it, you just want to die. So I would say 400, my least favorite, but you know, 100 meters or something like that is not too bad.
So we see your explosive speed, but it's funny, not everybody who's a great skater is a great runner, and vice versa.
Yeah.
So of your teammates, if there's a 100-meter dash, who are the three finalists? In 1, 2, 3.
In fitness testing before, we used to do the shuttle run, so that was always kind of similar, you know, but a little bit longer distance. But the guys who would always do really well would be Nursey. Nursey's a great runner. You know, who was an amazing runner before was actually Clefbaum. Clefbaum was an amazing athlete, and you know, now we don't do too much running. You know, it's a little bit hard on the body, and you know, can kind of put guys back a little bit with injuries and stuff like that. So we don't do a ton of it, but Nursey would for sure be up there. You know, I think Yam was quick.
Now, speaking of Kotaro Yamamoto, he jokes that he's a little bit of an agitator on the ice, and he likes to keep the guys light in the room with chirps. Who's the guy that you like to have a good verbal sparring with inside the room?
For me, it's a guy like Tice. I like getting into it a little bit with Tice. He's a great player and a great guy for our room. You know, keeps it light, and he's a leader in his own way, and a really big part of the room.
Any favorite dig that he delivered to you?
You know, he likes to keep me in check on the ice. You know, he talks about in practice. He calls it gloving me up, which is, I guess, shutting me down. But he's never really been a shutdown D-man, so it's always a bit of a funny one. But he's works at it, works hard at it, and you know, he's like I said, he's a big part of the room.
Now, are there other sports that you're like a diehard? If you're sitting at home, are you watching hockey? Or are you watching NBA, NFL? Do you play fantasy?
Yeah, we got a fantasy team, kind of in our team here. We got like 14 teams in it, so we got quite a number of guys, and definitely a football fan. Turned into a little bit more of a soccer fan just through. Went to an Arsenal game in the summer and watched the TFC game a couple years ago and just kind of gained a better appreciation for it. So really looking forward to the World Cup. And but if hockey's on, I always kind of check in and watch.
So fantasy football. Are you who's the commish, first of all?
Commish is Nugent Hopkins.
And is he a fair commish?
I used to think so early on, but I think he's getting a little corrupt as we've gotten into it a little bit, a couple more years. He's made a few deals that just don't seem right.
Now, are you the guy, because there's nothing worse in fantasy football, the guy just always offers crap trades. There's always one or two guys that are always lowballing. Are you that guy, or do you only offer fair?
No, I only offer fair trades, but we do have a few guys like that. Hyman and I are trying to get a deal done right now, and he's offered me nothing but junk. Nuge is the same way. Nuge is always lowballing guys. So I try to keep it fair. We're all friends at the end of the day. And,
but it's fantasy football.
But it's fantasy football. I understand that. But we're trying to help each, trying to get a deal done that works for both.
Now, are you a card player? Do you play cards on the road? Or what game do you guys play on the road?
We play a game called Super Talk, actually. I'm not sure if anyone's heard of it. It's kind of like an adult version of Trouble, I guess.
Adult version. Whoa, so there's
Sorry. I don't know. I've never played. I don't know. Guys always say it, but I don't know.
So Sorry was where it had the little bubble, right? And you'd pop the bubble, and then you moved your guys around the board. What does yours do?
Yeah, same thing. It's a dice game, but you're rolling dice, and you're kind of moving your guy around the board. Same type of thing, and you're trying to get the four guys in the, I guess, their little home there. I don't know. Similar, I guess.
So is it just luck of the dice?
Well, it's dice and cards, actually. What am I saying? It's not even a dice game. It's a card. You have your five cards, and they kind of move. They move your
pieces. So is there a strategy, or is it just luck of the draw?
There's big strategy. Big strategy involved. Shore and I are normally teammates, and we usually play Nugent Hopkins and Hyman, so it gets pretty heated at the table.
How sure is he? What makes him a good card player?
You know what? He's passionate, that's for sure. He always brings his best effort. We get some long flights, so sometimes guys can get a little tired, and that's when the mistakes happen. But Shore's definitely passionate about his cards.
Now, Hall of Fame went last night. Did you watch it? Do you watch the speeches?
I did not, to be honest. We got back from a long road trip, and
And I don't, but Henrik and Daniel, brothers, of course, rare to go in together, teammates, chirping each other a little bit. So if in the future you're ever lucky enough to get into the Hall of Fame, who do you think would be your one teammate that, like we saw Leon when he gave you the award, saying, who would you like to thank other than me? Who would be your teammate that could give you the biggest laugh?
Leo's a good option. I think Leo, we've played together a long time, and definitely know each other better than anyone else kind of knows each other, so we have a great relationship, and he would definitely be someone that would give me a good laugh.
Now, we started with goals, so I want to end with it. I know you don't like to talk about individual stats, but 50 goals, it's just something unique about that number in the NHL. Do you think about it, and is it a goal?
To be honest, I don't think about it. I definitely understand. Kind of all the great players have scored 50, and I definitely understand that. But at the end of the day, we're trying to win here, and if you get there, great. If not, just trying to help your team win.
Connor, thanks for joining us. Have a good one.
Thanks a lot.